We're starting in Ukraine, a two-hour phone conversation between US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Before he took office, Mr. Trump had boasted that he could stop the war in a day. More than 100 years, days later, it is proving a lot more complicated. Last week, he said the war would not be ended until he and Mr. Putin got together and hashed it out in person. Now, after this call, he said that the conditions of a peace deal could only be negotiated between Russia and Ukraine, and maybe with the help of the Pope. He posted on social media that the invader and the occupied would immediately start negotiations for a ceasefire. But getting their account of the call out first, Mr. Putin said no such thing, only that his country was ready to work with Ukraine on a memorandum on a possible future agreement. Well, we're joined from Kiev by Christopher Miller, chief Ukraine correspondent with the Financial Times. Christopher, did Donald Trump speak to President Zelensky yesterday as well? And in what order did that call take place?
President Trump did speak with President Zelensky. He spoke with him twice, actually. First, he called him before he called Vladimir Putin. And according to the presidency here, that call was very brief. It was just a matter of minutes. And President Trump asked President Zelensky essentially what he would like for him to focus on in his call with President Putin and what Zelensky's message would be to him. President Trump then called Putin, had that conversation for around 2 hours, and then called Zelensky back, at which time he was also joined by the leaders of Italy, Germany, France, and the UK. And on that call, the Europeans and Zelensky were, in the words of several officials that I spoke to afterward, shocked that Donald Trump had essentially agreed to something that had not been previously discussed and appeared to suggest that the United States would back away from the talks and leave it to Ukraine, Russia, and the Europeans.
So that's the view there, that Donald Trump is pulling back as a broker and potentially from military aid?
Potentially. That is certainly the big concern of Kiev here. You know, Zelensky made it very clear in his statement following the calls last night that he would like to see the United States not back away and that it's important that the United States be directly involved as a mediator in brokering talks and continuing applying pressure rather on Russia to get it to come to the negotiating table in earnest. That's not what they've seen so far. So the Ukrainians are very frustrated by that. And now a big worry is potentially Trump not only backing away in these talks, but perhaps blocking the delivery of American military assistance and also cutting off crucial intelligence that the Ukrainians use here, as he did very briefly for about a week in early March.
What do they think of the idea of the Vatican stepping in as broker?
Well, the Ukrainians like the Vatican involved. They've had discussions first with Pope Francis and now with the new Pope Leo, President Zelensky met over the weekend. They talked about humanitarian efforts and returning children that have been abducted by Russia and sent to Russia from occupied territories of Ukraine here, and also assisting on the exchange of prisoners of war. It sounds as though Donald Trump would like to see the Vatican play a bigger role in peace talks and mediating, and the Ukrainians are not against that necessarily. They would just also like the United States to be very involved as well.
Donald Trump spoke in his post-call comments. He spoke of reduced sanctions on Russia and new trade deals, economic investment, as an enticement that might move Putin towards a peace agreement. But he didn't mention any threats of new sanctions on Russian banking or energy exports. Would that be what Ukraine had been expecting?
No, that's not what Ukraine was expecting, and certainly not what it was hoping. For Trump, it's been all carrots and no sticks when dealing with the Russians. And, the Ukrainians argue that history has shown the Russians are not going to come to the table until it becomes absolutely necessary and painful enough for them to do so. And so rather what we're seeing is President Trump offer business deals with the Russians as a way of getting them to end the war. But there's nothing here that indicates to the Ukrainians, or to me as a correspondent, here living under Russian missile and drone attack almost every evening, that the Russians are intent on negotiating an end to this. Rather, it seems as though they are preparing for new offensives on the battlefield in the east. and are looking to continue their invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah, because yesterday Russia launched its biggest drone strike of the war on Ukrainian cities. So despite Donald Trump last month telling Russia not to be targeting civilian areas, it goes on.
That's absolutely correct. On a daily basis, we can count the casualties of civilians and military on the front line and in cities and towns across the front line. But not only that, also here in Kiev, as you mentioned, we had this drone attack, which is the largest of the war so far, on Kiev on Sunday morning. One woman was killed, another three people were injured. And you know, these are the types of attacks that we report on, and we see or experience on a daily basis here, which again is just a sign that Vladimir Putin doesn't have any intention of ending this war in the days, weeks, months to come.
Thank you very much. Christopher Miller, Chief Ukraine Correspondent with the Financial Times. It's 7:19.